Welcome, everyone. So if we were like a company, this would have been our year end this morning. So it's going to be like that, and we're going to celebrate everyone who served and gave up of their time. And I thought for this morning, I would love to share just more about why we serve, why it's important for us. It's not just so that we get more volunteers and so that we can do more church programs for the sake of being busy and earning points for heaven. If that's in any way resonates with you, then realize that that's not why we serve in the first place. And I've termed it this morning, Heart for Serving, Belonging, and Sacrifice. I could have used another word for belonging, like love. And it comes down to, what do you value? Think about your year. What did you value this year? How do you know what did you value this year? What did you sacrifice for this year? What took a lot of time this year? If the word belonging, where do you belong? And how is this reflected by what you sacrifice for? So I want to start off just by unpacking a bit of who we feel God has called us to be as a congregation and church in Cape Town, and that is family on a mission and being a home in the city. Now, family, why do we say family on a mission? That's family because of us being in Christ. For those who are followers of Christ, Jesus said his brothers and sisters are those who do the will of the Father. And in Christ, we all become one. We become family. And then that changes our relational dynamics, where it's no longer me trying to connect with Pete for the sake of what I can get from Pete. Being associated with him, maybe feeling a bit smarter, being in conversations with him. But it's me connecting Christ in me, connecting with Christ in him. That's whom I'm serving. I'm serving Christ in him. I'm seeking to connect in that way. And that's what makes us family. We become family in Christ. And Jesus called his disciples to become one. And that's the mission, or that is a big part of our identity. First, we're family. But then also, we're not just family. We're a family on a mission, on God's mission to make disciples and teach them to obey God's commandments, the Great Commission. That is our heart. Whether it's going to other countries, missions, church plants in Luxembourg, welcome to the Helpflicher sitting there at the back. Or just in our companies or places of work, in our small groups, in our serving teams, it all becomes places that God redeems for the purpose of becoming disciples of Jesus. So as a family, that's what we're after. We don't want more church structures, more serving teams, more meetings. When we gather as family. Now, what's always beautiful for me is, if life gets really busy, people don't skip their family braais, right? You still go to the family braai, even though life is like super hectic. Even if you have a newborn that doesn't sleep, you still pitch up for the family braai. Why? Not for the braai, but for family. Because it's unconditional. You can just be. And that's what we're pursuing. We're not pursuing church just for the sake of church, but we want to desire to become that family where we can just be. That when we come for a Sunday service, we don't go to church, or it's not a schedule that we're honoring only. We're coming as family to come together. And we're a home in the city. A home is a place where family gathers. That's what makes our home. It's that sense of unconditional acceptance, that place of belonging, that place where you can just go and take refuge, where you get nurtured. For those who have a privilege of being able to go back to their parents' home every now and again and have a privilege of having that open fridge, It's that place of you can just go and be. You can almost become like a child again in that sense. And like they say, you choose your friends but not your family. So there's that unconditional acceptance. And that is what we long and what Scripture guides us to be. But we're a home in the city. It's almost like contrasting things. A home, that warm place of belonging, and then the individualistic, fast-paced city that's always requiring something of us, always something is happening. But isn't it beautiful how we are then becoming the light in the darkness? A home in the city, that place where outsiders come and they experience the love of Christ. And that is who we are. And time around the table is sacred for us. So for us, a home in the city means time around the table, eating together. And that's why we do something like Homey Sunday. So for us, when we speak about serving, that is what we're pursuing. As family on a mission, we desire to grow in that. We come to serve, not just to tick a box, but to, as family, come together. It's that place where we belong. And part of serving is receiving almost your place in the family. You know, when you're a guest, you have no responsibility. You come, you eat, you go. But if you're part of a family, you have that place of belonging, but you also have responsibility to clean up afterwards. You have freedom to go into the fridge and get whatever you want, but you also have responsibility. And by serving, we accept that belonging that we receive in the family of Christ. It's almost that way of acting it out. And that's what we're celebrating, is as a value, as we have taken ownership of that this morning. So as family, you don't measure what you have done. You just do what is needed. Imagine a parent. And looking at Pete, how do you know someone is finally ready for dad jokes? It becomes apparent. So imagine a parent telling their child, sorry, this is outside of their gifting. Did that joke make sense? This is a good one. See some shaking of heads. Go to Pete afterwards. He'll unpack it for you. Imagine a parent saying to their child, sorry, this is outside of my place of gifting, where I feel authentic in expressing myself and making food for my child. So making food is not my thing, so I'm not going to make food for my child. We know that's not how it works, because there's an unconditionality almost that comes into play when we're family. And that's true for us as a family on a mission. If we look at Romans 12, verse 4 to 5, I'm not going to do deep hermeneutic layout this morning. We're just going to go through a few principles before we go into the main part of just celebrating what God has done and how everyone has served. But we see in Romans 12, verse 4 to 5, it says, for as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one in Christ and individually members of one another. We see that as we are the body of Christ, we have different members. My eyes have a different function than my hands, but they work together. For me to pick up my phone, it was my eye that first saw my phone. But who takes the credit? Is it my eye or my hand or my brain telling it? It's all working together. And that's when we come together as a body. We all bring different gifts. Different gifts. We come in different seasons and different roles. Anel, 10 years ago, didn't have children. She had a lot of time. Now she has less time, but more children. She's fulfilling the role of discipleship in another way. Her journey looks maybe different in this time. And so we need to respect the season that we're in, but also know that we're still part of a family. We're still called to serve. Our roles and functions may look different, but all are important. If my eye doesn't feel valued and therefore stops seeing, then obviously I would have great difficulty in doing things. And so we need to accept for ourselves what is your gifting, but also what is your season, and just come to serve. And then in 1 Samuel 30 verse 24, it's just this quick reference to the story of David where they went out to fight and some of the people stayed with the baggage and they were too exhausted to go and fight. And we see there that for as his share is who goes down into battle, so his share be who stays by the luggage. They shall share alike. Sunny says, "I shall see the soccer so sleep." I practice it in Afrikaans, not in English. Sorry. How many wood can a woodchucker chuck if a wood can chuck wood? Right, Leon? Leon taught me that. So the point is that regardless of what role you play, whether you are the one welcoming people at the front, whether you're making coffee, whether you're preaching, whether you're worshiping, whether you're rolling up cables, we all share in this reward, because we're all about being a family on a mission, reaching Cape Town, reaching nations, and we need all the different body parts to play its part. So whether you're the one that you people might see you or not see you, that's not the main thing. And we see that in our next verse in Colossians 3, verse 22 to 24. It says, "Bondservants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartedly, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive your inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ." So firstly, we see there to do it unto God and not unto man. It's not about being seen. Some roles might be seen, some might not, but God looks at the heart. This is also a platform to walk in the faithfulness for which God has called you for. Just like David, he was a shepherd boy, and for a long while, his own father didn't remember him when the king was crowned. And in that same way, we might feel like we're overlooked, but remember, we're doing it as unto the Lord, not unto men. And then it says, "Whatever you do, work heartedly." Wholeheartedly is what another translation says. Whether you're full-time in ministry or part-time or whatever time, it's not about the time, it's about wholeheartedly. And I've seen that beautifully in, I don't want to name names, but people that don't have a lot of time, but they're doing it as if this is their main thing, their main focus. They're serving the Lord wholeheartedly. And I think that's what God is after. That is what God is calling us for. And this is a cross. It's not just about our Sunday services or things we do. Many of us work in places where we're doing God's will, and there also we need to do wholeheartedly. But let us not fall into the trap of only doing things wholeheartedly that we are paid for, that we can see the reward of. It's easy to go to the gym if you feel you're going to get, you're going to become healthy or something, or that you're going to maybe get a bonus or get paid in the end of the day, but it maybe if you serve in contexts like this, it might feel there's no reward. And we see that the scripture calls us to do it as unto the Lord and doing it wholeheartedly, not holding back. And that means doing it consistently. There's a quote that I've read, I can't remember. It's the same guy who wrote the book of, what's the Chinese guy? Brother Yun. The guy who wrote that book gave this quote. Yeah, even the guy who wrote Heavenly Man. But he said, it's not about your ability, but your availability. No, it's good to know what is our giftings, and that piece in Romans speaks about our spiritual giftings. It's important for the body to function, for us to walk in that. But it also just starts with our attitude as well. It's not about your ability, but your availability. It's about that unconditional yes that we bring to the Lord. You know, Juliet will call you up and ask you about which serving team you're in. If she hasn't yet, she'll prove a year. That's one of her gifts, is to ensure everyone is in a serving team. But it's not towards Juliet that you say yes, but to the Lord. It's that, here I am, Lord, send me, use me. Even in things that I might see as insignificant or not seen by others, coming to a Sunday and packing the chairs or setting up the equipment, all those things. So it's not about your ability, but your availability. And maybe you're thinking, well, one day I would like to be a servant. One day I would like to be someone that serves. But see, it's an attitude. It's a posture of a heart. It's not one day. It speaks to the condition of your heart now. So I want to ask you, if you're not serving now, what makes you think that you're going to serve in the future? With what attitude are you serving the Lord? And I'm not only speaking about church services and what we're doing here, but just life in general. But this is a practical way when we as family come together. It's part of the joy of coming together, is serving together, is doing things together. You know, David said in 2 Samuel 24, verse 24, the Lord told him to bring an offering, and he went to buy land, and then the guy said, no, you can have a land for free because you're king. And you can have it for free. But then David said, no, I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God that cost me nothing. See, serving will cost you something. True serving, following God, will cost you something. And if it's not costing you, then are you truly serving? Or are you still relying on yesteryear's obedience and thinking that is carrying you through now? You will see that in your intimacy with the Lord as well. Show me someone that is following God, and I will show you where they serve. Think about that. Go think about the people that you see have intimacy with the Lord, that is following Him, that God is guiding them and showing them all these things. And show me the one that isn't serving. If you can observe their lives, you'll see that. It's just the way of Christ. It's a life of sacrifice. So what does it cost you? Comfort. That's one of the evils of our time, is the temptation of comfort. Because comfort doesn't add any value to our lives to start with. If you have comfort now, you don't. In 10 years' time, it's not going to make you a better person. You're not going to have achieved more. Might have the opposite effect. And especially in the city, it's something that's obviously being marketed, sold as the way to have an ideal life, is to have a lot of comfort. But comfort will not serve you. It will deteriorate your character over time. So let's not sacrifice for comfort. Even things like serving on a Sunday. Does that mean it affects your exercise time? Waking up a bit earlier, think about what is the cost that you're counting and why you are counting that cost. For being part of the mission of us being a family on a mission, doing it for the body of Christ, just like Jesus laid down his life for the bride, we are called to do the same. And again, that's not the A to Z of our purpose here on earth and what God is calling and inviting us into. But it's a big part of it. Big part of our calling is to be part of the body of Christ. He will not save us and then say, okay, go on your own mission. If you're not in community, if you don't have people speaking into your life, then are you in community? No, it's difficult. For some of us, we might even be serving a lot, but those things might not be present in our lives. But the invitation is still there. Mark 12, verse 41 to 44, we see the story of Jesus being in the temple, and they're sitting there and looking at people throwing money into the offering box, and I'll read there for us. And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which made a penny. Makes a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said, truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. for they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. We see Jesus is not impressed by the amount that people put in, but he was impressed by the posture of heart. That lady putting her trust in God and not in money, and she sacrificed a lot by doing that. She contributed, but from a place of her heart being moved. And many times we can contribute, we can serve without our hearts being moved by what we do, apart from doing it as unto the Lord. And you know, life happens. We get busy, and that's fine for a while. But let us not stay there. Let's come back to doing it as unto the Lord and serving the body of Christ. When you greet someone at the door, no, you're doing this as unto Christ. You're reaching out to someone in Christ. You're not doing it for yourself. And if someone gives you that cup of coffee, see them, receive it from them as doing it as from the Lord, as to the Lord. So with that, before we get into to continue with our celebrations, we're doing it this morning as part of who we are. We're a family on a mission. That's why we serve. So I want you to think, where is God calling you to serve? Is there places that maybe you need to step down from? I don't think there's many of you, maybe one or two. But for a lot of us, God is inviting us into that place of serving alongside our brothers and sisters in different ways. Sacrifice for what you value, not for comfort. Amen.